Wyoming's prisons are overcrowded to the point that the state has had to ship some inmates out of state. An analysis of the state prison system shows that over 50% of those behind bars are there due to probation or parole violations. Lawmakers were told that they could save millions if they found a way to not return those people to prison and to help substance abusers at a young age. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports.
The legislature asked the Council of State Governments Justice Center to take a closer look at Wyoming's prison system. The project was overseen by Deputy Director Mark Pelka. He says there is a problem.
So Wyoming's prison population is projected to grow by about 200 people in the next 5 years. It's currently operating at full capacity.
And over half of that growth is due to people who violate probation or parole. Frequently, it's a substance abuse violation, but it can also be something as simple as missing a meeting with a probation or parole officer. Probation violators average about 19 months during their return stay in prison.
Because of the lengths of stay that people spend in prison on a probation parole revocation, it actually causes those people to occupy 30% of Wyoming's prison beds on any given day. And Wyoming spends $30 million incarcerating that population.
Pelka is suggesting changes in how probation and parole officials deal with those who are released from prison. And he'd like to see more resources directed towards those people. And if sanctions are needed, he'd prefer penalties that don't return people to prison. Albany County Attorney Peggy Trent says policies need to change so that people can be ordered into drug or alcohol treatment, and instead of the current approach of locking people back up.
We've got to take that option off the table and find all other alternative for drug offenses and how to treat them, but yet hold them accountable. The Drug Treatment Court is an incredible programming piece.
Trent says that approach can keep people from reoffending.
The programming model allows for that daily, weekly interaction. You have a team working around you. We're teaching you life skills that you would have hoped that they had established when they were younger, and this helps them to get into treatment. So I would say we have not provided all of the tools that we have.
Trent says currently that option is voluntary, and so the law would need to be changed to make that mandatory. Another idea is more mental health treatment and increasing the number of people who are placed into adult community corrections programs, which normally have openings. But the problem is that not every community has those resources. Senator Tara Nethercott says prevention is important, but
how the state pays for those, I think, is very challenging. And I think that there has to be a stronger, I hate to use the term again because it's so trendy, but the public-private partnership of understanding that some of those private nonprofits probably are going to need to see a stronger relationship with the state that provide those services such as mental health services, substance abuse-related services that can really get into those communities much more effectively.
Representatives of the Council of State Governments point out that if the state can keep people from both returning to prison and going there in the first place, it'll save millions of dollars that can be shifted into treatment. While there might be spending, Nethercott also says the Department of Corrections currently has the tools to make a number of changes internally. Lawmakers and corrections officials have wondered if adjustments in sentencing would make a difference, but Nethercott says if the department makes its own adjustments, that would also help.
That increasing prison population is, they need to look back at themselves for that rather than putting that on prosecutors or judges, which of course are also part of that complex situation.
Department Director Bob Lampert says they're already in the process of making some of those changes. The legislature's Joint Judiciary Committee will consider some bills at its November meeting to move this along. Sometimes justice reform efforts stall in the legislative process, but House Judiciary Committee Chairman Dan Kirkbride is optimistic.
We can hardly dismiss the possibilities of this, given our financial state, that every time we say no to this kind of thinking, we're just taking money out of our pocket with the other hand, and it's catching up with us.
CSG says justice reinvestment efforts are comprehensive and have worked well in other locations, and Mark Pelka is excited about what could happen in this state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.